feel like this too. No matter how much you study English, you never seem to actually improve. It's like you're stuck, and you start to question if you're ever going to get better. Well, I'm here to help you with that, so let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How's it going today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking, and welcome to episode 37 of the Brit Speak Pod, where it's time for another Ask Brit Speak. But before we get into that, my name is Dan, and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. So if you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. Do me a favour, please subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, mate. It's nice to see you again. So as I said, it's time for another episode of Ask Brit Speak, where I answer questions that you guys send in. And recently, I received this one.
Hi, Dan. This is Christina from Brazil, and I have a question about improving my English. I've been learning for about 4 years, but at this moment, I feel like I'm kind of stuck. I do study a lot, but I don't feel like I'm getting any better, you know? So what am I doing wrong? What should I do?
Nice one, Christina. Thanks for sending that in. Good stuff. So if you're listening to that, probably you can relate to it. Like, oh, I feel the same way. I feel like I'm stuck. What am I doing wrong? I've got good news for you. It's not just you. Everybody who learns another language ends up feeling this way. I know I felt this way in my own Japanese studies, and it's a bloody nightmare. And it's so common, in fact. We've actually got a name for it in English. It's called the intermediate plateau. When you get to the intermediate level, and it feels like everything flattens out and you're not making progress anymore. So yeah, that's what's happening. And in order to get past this, you're going to have to do some things a little bit differently. And that's why today I've got some ideas that are going to help kickstart your language learning progress. But first, I want you to think back to the start of your English learning journey, right? At the beginning, everything's new. So every time you opened your textbook, you made loads of progress with not that much effort, which is great. You probably felt pretty good about yourself when that happened, but it also gives you this false sense of security because you start to think, ah, this is easy. I can do this. In a few months, I'm going to be fluent if I keep this up. And it don't work that way, does it? Not at all. Basically, that were ages ago. You're still doing the same stuff, but you've not actually made progress for a long time. And it leads you to the question is like, why is this happening? And there are a few answers to that question that most people don't really think about. The first thing is that intermediate learners double their workload without doubling their effort, right? So when you're learning English at the beginning, you're just studying new things, right? When you get to the intermediate level, you've got to study new things if you want to keep getting better, obviously. But you've also got to practice and remember and review the stuff you've already learned. So now you've got two jobs. It's not just learning new things. You've also got to make sure you maintain the old stuff. So you've doubled your workload, but most people don't realize they've got to double their effort or make progress at half the speed. And that's one of the big things that causes this phenomenon. Another thing is that as you move up through the levels of English, the effort that's required and the knowledge that's required to go to the next level gets bigger and bigger each time. Imagine when you start, right? If you learn 3,000 of the most commonly used English words, that's enough to understand like 85% of your daily conversations. Wicked. You learn 2,000 more words, that gets you to 90%. So, you know, the effort required to learn 3,000 words got you 85% of the way. And then you had to learn 2,000 words to get the next 5%. So the same amount of effort for nowhere near the same kind of results. That's another reason why it feels like you're not really making any progress. And the last thing that people tend not to realize is that until the intermediate level, studying is just studying, you know, textbooks, courses, whatever it is, kind of do it on your own and it's not that hard. But when you get to the intermediate level, you realize if you want to push on past that, it's no longer just about studying. There's got to be way more real life practice and using the things that you've learned. So it's not just studying. You've also got to learn to use it. And that's also something people put off for way, way too long. Now, chances are some of that stuff resonates with you. Like, I know I felt the same way in Japanese for a long time, but my biggest problem was that I felt like it was my own fault. You know, after a while, I just started to blame myself because the system I used at the beginning worked, yeah? And if it worked then, it should work now. And if it's not working now, the only other thing it could be is me. So obviously, I'm the problem. Like that song, hey, me, I'm the problem, it's me. That song, that's how I felt. Like, if the system worked before and it's not working now, I must be doing something wrong. And yeah, kind of, but I never actually stopped and thought, maybe, just maybe, the way I'm approaching things is not correct. And that led me to the question, like, what am I actually doing wrong? Now, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And that is basically a description of my language learning journey. You know, I would repeat the same routine over and over again, day after day, the same apps, the same websites, the same books, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd be like, oh, I wonder why I'm not seeing any improvement. Well, maybe that's got something to do with it, Dan. You know, think it through. And doing that, staying in the same routine over and over again, meant I never tried new things. So I was always inside my comfort zone. And if you want to get better at anything, you have to step outside that comfort zone and try new things. And I never did that for a long time. And then I always thought, well, maybe I'm just not good at languages. Well, not really, Dan. It's more a case of you doing the same thing over and over again. Try something new. And when I actually realized that, that's when I started to make progress again. And another thing that I completely didn't think about, which was wrong, of course it is, just something else that I did wrong on my language learning journey. And I got proper impatient during this phase. Like, when you're starting at the beginning, it's cool because everything happens really fast. But then as I got to this intermediate level and the progress weren't coming as quickly as it used to, I got impatient. I want it today. And I forgot that language learning, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It takes time. It takes years. You can't just have it overnight, which is why all of these courses that claim that you can be fluent in 3 months are just absolute bullshit, because it takes time. And I forgot that somewhere along the way, and I got frustrated, which made everything else much harder. Because, you know, when you're frustrated with something, the last thing you want to do is actually do it. So it actually slowed me down much more because I forgot that language learning is a marathon, mate, not a sprint. So at that point, I now understood what I was doing wrong, but then that meant I had to think about how to put it right. And I ended up having this thought process of, if I had a mate who was trying to learn to do something difficult, you know, learn to play piano, for example, and they said to me, Dan, I practice playing piano all the time, but I'm not getting any better. What should I do? How would I answer that question? Because probably the same stuff would apply to me, right? And then I started to think about this, and I actually came up with 5 really useful bits of advice I would give to anybody that felt stuck in their progress, especially for English learners. So the first tip I've got for you sounds easy, but don't give up. Just keep going. That's all you've got to do. The only way you can make progress is to keep going. Like, if you stop, you're never going to get any better. But if you keep going, the only possible outcome to studying more is to get better. There's no other possible outcome. You just got to stick with it. Trust the system. Stay the course and keep going. It's going to feel pretty pointless sometimes. You're going to feel like you're banging your head against a wall. But just know that if you keep going, you will get better. And just remember that most people give up here. Most people throw in the towel, they pack it in, they give up. Don't be one of them people. Keep going and you'll get there in the end. The second thing you should think about is setting some new goals. Probably when you started learning English, you had some goals, stuff you wanted to do. Maybe it's, you know, watch a TV show on Netflix without subtitles. Maybe it's have a conversation down the pub with a British person. Whatever your goals were, maybe they don't really apply to where you are anymore. Maybe you've already achieved your goals, or maybe life has changed and those goals don't really matter anymore. Could be the case. And if you haven't got those goals to motivate you, you're going to find it pretty hard to keep going, because motivation at this stage is one of the most important things you need, and it's one of the hardest things to find. So I would suggest reevaluating your goals, if I were you. And a big mistake that people make when it comes to setting goals in terms of language learning is they focus on arbitrary numbers. You know, I'm going to learn 3,000 phrasal verbs. Great, but why? What is that going to achieve other than having 3,000 phrasal verbs? What's the point? What are you trying to do? I'd focus on what you want to be able to do in English, not some arbitrary goal of how many words you need to learn. The third thing I'd suggest is to mix it up a bit, mate. Variety is the spice of life, and it's also pretty good for improving your English. Like, try a new app. Give a new textbook a go. Try doing something new that you wouldn't usually do in English. Interact with the language in a new way, and maybe you'll see some growth. You know, if you spend all your time usually reading, try listening. If you spend most of your time writing things down, go outside and have a conversation. Do something different. Dip your toe in the water of the unknown and push the boat out a bit and try something new. Maybe it'll kickstart, get those language learning juices moving, and hopefully get some progress made. Like, and basically just do more of all the good stuff. You know, read more, listen more, speak more, input more, immerse more, more of what you're already doing, but in a new way. And the next thing I'd recommend is to focus more on practicing the language than studying it. It sounds a bit counterintuitive, I know, like you'd expect to get to the next level, you need to study more, but actually you'll probably get there quicker if you just practice what you've already learned more. And I'd probably go far enough to say 80-20, 80% of your time practicing versus 20% studying new things, right? That way, you're going to find where your own weak points are, because it's easy to understand everything when you're reading it on a page. You know, when you're doing a fill in the gaps exercise and the answers are there, it's easy. But can you do it in a conversation in the real world? Probably not. And that's the kind of thing that you need to practice. You already know it, you just need to learn to use it. And that'll make a big difference to you. What I would suggest, especially if speaking is your goal, focus on like one topic at a time. Maybe it's sports, traveling, whatever it is, and learn loads of stuff about that specific topic, vocabulary, grammar patterns, and so on, and practice that topic until you're really comfortable with it, and then choose a new topic and learn everything again and practice it over and over again. I did a full episode about it not long ago, episode 35. So if you're looking for some inspiration, ways you can do that, check out that episode. And if you are going to study, that 20% of your study time, I would prioritize vocabulary over grammar. People get obsessed with grammar. Grammar's important, but it's not that important. More vocabulary is probably going to be more useful for you at this stage. So prioritize vocabulary over grammar, but only 20% of the time should be spent acquiring new things. You should be spending 80% practicing the stuff you already know. And another thing you can try, if you are feeling stuck, quite simply, get help, mate. You don't have to do it on your own. It's not a solo mission. Sometimes in life, we just need somebody to show us the way and point us in the right direction. If that sounds like you, maybe you want to check out my English lessons. I offer online classes with people just like you who are looking to build their confidence when it comes to using English. And the way we do that is we work together in a safe space to help you build your confidence, and I'll give you feedback on all the things that are holding you back so you can make progress as quickly as possible. If it sounds like something you're interested in, the link is in the show notes down there. Check it out, and I'd love to work with you, so send me a message. And speaking of sending messages, the idea for this episode of the podcast is Ask BritSpeak. And if you've got a question that you want me to cover in a future episode, go to britspeak.co/askBritSpeak. Send me a message, and who knows, maybe that'll be the topic of the next Ask BritSpeak episode. But that's it for this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one. See you next.